Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the beginning of the year. And as we get January underway, I think this will be the second show of 2024, along with Doug Steffen, who will join me before too long. And this is the time of New Year's resolutions. I saw, I don't know if it was an advertisement or just a little news blip. Oh, I think it was one of those little tickers that goes across the bottom of your screen whenever your local news is on the air and there's little tickers across the screen. I think one of them said the average period of time that New Year's resolutions last is about January 23rd. I thought that was kind of interesting as I review my own life of all the things I put off towards the end of the year that I know I should be doing for myself with the idea, I'll start it January 1st with my New Year's resolutions. And then I kind of wondered, do I quit before January 23rd or on around January 23rd? The patients' questions that I try to address on this show right now, of course, they're all, you know, what's the best New Year's resolution, Dr. Jack, that we should be doing food-wise and otherwise? And another interesting question I've been getting from some patients lately is about coffee. I haven't had a coffee question in a long time, and I asked him, I said, you know, where's this coming from? And they said, well, you know, we've seen some stuff about coffee pro and con and what do you think? You know, all I can do is based on my experience with coffee drinkers, non-coffee drinkers, and the worst of all, heavy coffee drinkers. So, and then I know some holistic physicians. In my experience, one of them in particular in the Salt Lake City area where I practice, and some others around the country that I associate occasionally with conferences and such, who will not take care. Now, this is a holistic doctor, one who, you know, is not necessarily a drug for everything, drug for anything type of doctor, but they want to do what they can to help rebuild the body from the inside out. Unless their patients give up coffee, they won't take care of them. Now, I'm not that much of a purist because I believe people should be able to do what they want to do. But I also believe that when people get proper education and a lot of it from self-research, they find the motivation to make changes in their life. Because there's two kinds of people, as I understand it, I'm sure you do too. There are those that are self-motivated, and there are those that kind of have to be forced into doing what they have to do, either by some outside force or the force of their own failing health that finally motivates them to do something. So in the sense of coffee, I thought maybe I would address a little bit about that in today's show, because if I find out when I have patients asking me something, it's, you know, it's almost like a vibration moving through the country. Other people are asking the same thing in other places. So some interesting facts about coffee. The United States is the number one coffee-consuming country in the world. And it is traded in the commodity market, as I'm sure you know. And there's only one commodity that is traded in the Chicago Board of Trade that has a higher volume than coffee. You know, they have beans and they have precious metals and they have all these different things that are traded regularly, daily, several times a day in the commodity market. There's only one commodity higher volume than coffee. You think you can guess what it is? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's oil. The big tankers that are going around the planet carrying oil to various destinations for processing for gasoline and other petroleum products. That's the only thing trades at a heavier volume than coffee. And coffee happens to be the most popular drink after water. Now, I was researching some of the latest stats on this. I was surprised to find that. 3 in 5 Americans drink coffee every day. 1 in 4 will average about 13 cups a week. That's not quite 2 cups a day. It's almost 2 cups a day. And coffee represents 75% of all caffeine is consumed. Now, you know, we have caffeine in some various teas, and there's caffeine in chocolate, and there's caffeine in some other things. But 75% of all the caffeine that is consumed in America today comes through coffee. Now, cups consumed, I thought this was an interesting number. The cups that are consumed per day inside the United States, total cups, I don't know if they went around to everybody's house and business and counted this, but this was a supposed fact. 400 million cups of coffee in the United States per day, which represents 146 billion cups of coffee a year. And that's plus or minus, I think, 10 million. You know, when you're dealing with millions and hundreds of millions, you know, what difference does it make? If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. So what happens if, you know, what happens to the body with coffee? And that's the big thing. You know, there's what's the average coffee drinker? Maybe a couple of cups in the morning, maybe one in the afternoon. I have patients who drink coffee and sodas, crazy. I have patients who only will drink it. When it comes to a drink outside of water or maybe some raw milk, they don't drink sodas. They don't drink other kinds of caffeinated beverages. It's just usually coffee. But I have patients who will it just seems to increase a little bit with headaches and cravings for caffeine that begins to show up where they didn't have it before. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. And the major change that they were experiencing were changes in their energy levels. So I have patients who they can't move till they get a coffee in the morning. They have plenty of energy, almost manic energy, after they get coffee. And then slowly it goes down in the afternoon, and they can barely function before dinner. And since before quitting coffee, they were under this kind of a regimen on a daily basis. But after they got rid of coffee, they would have steady energy all day long from getting up in bed, including plenty of energy to work or to do things after dinner was over with rather than having to crash. So here I've got a testimonial here from a former coffee. He called himself an addict. Maybe it is. You know, maybe that's the right word. I'm not sure. But I'm going to quote from what he said. I struggled with my coffee addiction for a long time, and when I quit, I was surprised by the benefits. I could go through the day without getting tired. I was much more even-tempered with my children. I didn't need coffee to get me going in the morning, and once I had been off of it for about 2 weeks, what I didn't expect was that my whole body felt better. Aches, pains, headaches that sent me to you, Dr. Jack, every 3 weeks were gone. Also, my thyroid antibodies went from over 1,000 to under 500. Now, I send patients out for blood work all the time. And when the thyroid antibodies that endocrinologist will see these numbers and they'll start talking about Hashimoto's and they'll start talking about hypothyroid. It's interesting how much they don't know the effect of caffeine on the thyroid. I was surprised by that. But I'm going to get to that because what's so bad about coffee? And where's the line drawn between safe coffee drinking and bad coffee drinking? First and foremost, if you're going to drink coffee, I always recommend organic coffee for sure. But at what point? Well, that point changes from one patient to another. But coffee mainly affects the adrenal glands, specifically the inner part of the gland, the adrenal medulla, and it causes the medulla of your adrenals. And you know, your adrenals are sitting there on top of your kidneys, and they're not a whole lot bigger than an almond. But man, the power that the hormones that these adrenals create. Now, specifically, the inner part of the gland, which is called the adrenal medulla, is the part of the adrenal that produces adrenaline. It's your fight or flight hormone. That's the one that gets you up in the morning and gets you moving. In fact, just prior to being consciously awake, that you'll start to stir a little bit before you wake up. That's the adrenals releasing a little bit of adrenaline based on your circadian rhythm of you know, night to dark and dark back to light to begin to wake you up so that when you get up and you get moving. Now, the problem with coffee is that after an adrenaline rush, and those of you who drink coffee know what I'm talking about, there's this almost zombie-like feeling at first, and then you have this coffee, and then all of a sudden your eyes are open and you're up and you're moving around. That's what I mean by an adrenaline rush. Now, the caffeine stimulates you to some degree, but the caffeine's effect upon the adrenal gland releasing adrenaline is the thing that really gets you up and gets you going. And the exterior part of the adrenal cortex, produces a flood of hormones that calm you down to bring you back to what we call homeostasis, the so-called rest and digest hormones, such as cortisol. So the interior of your adrenal releases adrenaline, fight or flight, hurry up, get out, get this done, move quick, run for your life, that kind of stuff. The outer edge of the adrenals produces cortisol, which is the rest and digest, the one that slows you down. Now, the human body was not designed to be in an adrenaline rush all the time. As for an example, you look at tribal peoples who depend on hunting for food. And I always like going back to the tribal people, the indigenous groups that were investigated and examined and a part of Weston A. Price's research back in the 1930s, which is 90 years ago when he traveled the world studying these individual groups of people that were isolated from what he called, you know, the foods of modern commerce. What made them so healthy and so strong? So we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. And when I get back, I want to tell you about something when he looked at the tribal peoples who depended on hunting for their food. What happened between the rest and digest and the fight or flight experiences? I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'll be right back.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are a lot of podcasts. I have a lot of podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com that you might find interesting. And hundreds of podcasts on that many different subjects regarding the natural approach to healthcare, as opposed to drugs for anything and drugs for everything. So I was telling you about these indigenous peoples that Dr. Price examined and researched 90 years ago. And there were groups in Africa, groups in the Alps, groups up north of the Arctic Circle, groups in the Polynesian Islands. And I thought it was kind of interesting that those that had to depend on hunting for their food. Now, hunting is the job of men. And to get ready for the hunt, This group he was studying would perform exercises or dances to get the adrenaline, to get their adrenaline rushing. But after the hunt, they would relax. They'd stand around and laugh and gossip for a week or more. And the women, on the other hand, would do the steady work of gathering and the food preparation, work that didn't require an adrenaline rush. And so the women could work throughout the entire day and not get tired. Now, I know in 2024, whether that sounds sexist or not, that's what these cultures would do. And I'm bringing this up as an example of how they would find balance between fight or flight or rest and digest. Because constant stress on the adrenal glands, which various peoples did not experience, but heavy coffee drinkers do. Constant stress on the adrenal glands leads to what is known as adrenal fatigue, where it's harder for the body to produce the adrenaline rush, but even worse than that, it's harder for the body to relax and to repair, because coffee puts us in an adrenaline-pushing mode day after day, 24/7. Now, the job of the adrenal cortex is to enable the body to deal with stress of every kind. The outer edge of the adrenal glands that produces cortisol. Anytime some stress hits you, you get this big thick envelope in the mail from the IRS. Some lawsuit thing starts to take place. Some health issue in a family member, and you just you tighten up and you go into the stress situation, even injury or disease to yourself or relationship problems, whatever, and your resiliency, your energy, your endurance, everything that you do that makes your life meaningful and happy depends upon that robust product of adrenal cortex hormones, cortisol, because the cortisol will help you to calm down. And if the adrenal glands have to constantly produce cortisol, either from some prolonged stress in your life or prolonged coffee consumption, the glands just can no longer respond or function normally. They burn out. It's just like overworking a muscle that just isn't going to work anymore. And it has to have time to repair and to restore and get back to a state of balance and recovery. The same thing with our adrenal glands. Now, common adrenal fatigue symptoms I'm going to talk about here in a moment because we're going to go to break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you. And just look at it yourself. If adrenal fatigue is something that can be taken care of and healed and recovered from. But sometimes we're into that state for a long enough period of time that we don't realize that's become our daily fare. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'll be right back after the break to talk about these symptoms.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too much longer. You can get more information about who and what I am. Well, I'm a man who lives in Salt Lake City, for one thing. But what I do in my clinic at jackstockwell.com, 15% of my practice flies in from out of state and Canada as well. And I have patients in Indochina. I have patients in Japan. I have patients in Europe who I see occasionally. It's a very, very specialized approach to the nervous system. So, common adrenal fatigue symptoms. And as I was saying there before the break, these things have a way of creeping up on us and becoming a part of our daily experience without us realizing, hey, I've got some symptoms here that might need to be addressed. Sleep problems, depression, reduced tolerance for stress. Oh, I just can't handle it anymore. Increase in a number of infections. You see, when you are going through periods of stress, your cortisol levels go up to help you to calm down. But cortisol suppresses the immune function. And so when you're suddenly having sinus infections or upper respiratory infections, skin infections, things that you didn't have all the time before. Now, when one of them is done, another one starts, kind of a thing, when I say an increase in the number of infections. A greater sense of anxiety. You can't calm down. And another big one is sudden cravings for sweets that just seem to come out of nowhere. And then often feeling cold, even in warm circumstances. Common adrenal fatigues. Now, as the adrenal glands are also involved in the production of sex hormones, it's not surprising that hormonal problems often subside after quitting coffee. A woman who is still cycling will have less problems with her periods and far less uncomfortable experiences. PMS will often disappear with cutting way back or stopping coffee altogether. And another benefit seems to be improved joint and tendon health and a reduced tendency to injury. The mineral manganese is very important in the health of our ligaments and our tendons. And caffeine, to some degree, blocks the body's absorption of manganese. So it leads to the possibility of an increased tendency for injury of the joint. But most importantly, without coffee, and needless to say, other caffeinated beverages as well, it's easier to stay calm throughout the day, rather than peaks of fight or flight, rest and digest, fight or flight, rest and digest. It flattens out so that we are calm throughout the day, kind of staying on an even keel in the face of all the difficulties of life. And of course, there's plenty of articles out there on the internet that touts the benefits of coffee. You know, everything from better digestion to weight loss. Well, you want to be careful with this, because the coffee industry is a very powerful industry. As I said, it's the second largest traded commodity after oil. And they know how to put the designs together for the various studies to make the product look good. I mean, how can anything that hammers the adrenal glands without bringing any nourishment with it be good for you? So some of you, like, and the reason I brought this up is I have some patients saying, well, how do I get off of it? How do I quit it? Well, I've got a few suggestions here that might make it easier for you, that my patients have experienced that gave up coffee. Well, you start off with eating a good breakfast. Now, what do you mean, good breakfast? A good breakfast includes eggs, any way you want them, and meat, like bacon, sausage, or steak, and a true sourdough bread with plenty of butter. And a true sourdough bread is something that didn't have a sourdough mix thrown into it. It had an actual sourdough start from a bakery that has a sourdough start that they keep feeding and taking from, that's decades old. There is a bakery in the Salt Lake City area that has a sourdough start they got from the famous land of sourdough bread, San Francisco, that's over 100 years old. And so the kind of bacteria that's in that sourdough start is spread and spread to spread to each batch of flour. That's a healthier bread than just standard old bread you're going to get off of the shelf in the bread section of the supermarket. And then you want to put plenty of butter, butter that comes from grass-pastured cattle, not the commercial stuff. Raw whole milk. If you live in a state where you can get whole milk, raw whole milk, that's what you need. And maybe a little bit of fruit. But what you don't want for breakfast is cereal or donuts or breakfast rolls or Pop-Tarts, and certainly not orange juice. And learn to skip the coffee. And then you want nutrient-dense foods to become a part of your regular diet. Nutrient-dense foods like liver. Include lard in your diet. Cod liver oil, fish eggs, egg yolks. As I said, pastured butter and raw dairy products. I have some patients, some female patients, who will go out and get that DEXA scan, the bone density test, which to me is a bit of a scam because they're comparing this one lady I was just talking to a couple of weeks ago about this. She's 81, and she's scared to death that osteoporosis, she's going to fall down, or her bones are going to turn to dust, and she's going to fall down. That's the kind of attitude she came away from her doctor with. And as a result, well, what I told her is what I've done with some other of my female patients who seem to suffer from osteoporosis more than men, although men certainly can. As I said, listen, if you'll drink a glass of whole raw milk, not pasteurized, not homogenized, if you will drink a glass, a full glass, a good 12-ounce glass of raw milk a day, that'll take care of your osteoporosis problem. It'll take a while. And so there's one lady or one patient in particular. It took 2 years. But by the time, I think she was in her mid-70s. After drinking a glass of raw milk a day, after 2 years, solid bones. And didn't do anything else. Didn't change anything else really in her diet to speak of. That's how powerful raw milk is. Now, pasteurized milk, the things that are in raw milk that make that possible in the human body are destroyed by pasteurizing the milk. So when I say nutrient-dense foods and I mention dairy products, I'm talking about raw dairy products. And then in particular, another thing that's important is vitamin A that comes from some really a good source of cod liver oil. And then the animal fats like butter. Butter is absolutely essential for healthy adrenal function. And then another one is you have to avoid all the industrial seed oils, canola, soybean. Almost all of them, except for olive, coconut, and palm kernel oil, peanut oil, that can put up with high temperatures. Those oils are okay, especially extra virgin olive oil and a good source of organic coconut oil. All the rest of the oils disrupt hormone production. I've done some shows with Doug on that subject. And then you want saturated fats, a lot of saturated fats in the diet, like butter and lard and tallow. I was pointing out to a patient the other day who's just a real fan of chicken wings. And he said, well, I'm really disturbed now because of what you said about soybean and canola. I said, yeah, most of these places that produce chicken wings are cooking that way, but not Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, a national chain, fries their chicken wings in beef tallow. And when I first heard about that, I went to a Buffalo Chicken Wings to find out. And yeah, that's the truth. They cook in beef tallow. I said, okay, you can go get them. You can go get their stuff. Watch out for the sugary coatings on some of the sweet stuff they put on those wings. But as far as a dry rub wing is concerned, yeah, go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And then for coffee, the withdrawal headache, there is a homeopathic remedy out there called coffea cruda. It's C-O-F-F-E-A-C-R-U-D-A, coffea cruda. And homeopathic remedies, if you've ever used these, you know that they can be quite effective for a lot of problems, especially arnica in the use of pain. And they have, you know, the opposite effect from the substance from which they were derived. But you can take coffea cruda before bed to counteract insomnia as well. And then, what do I drink in the morning for something hot? Well, there's a lot of herbal teas that do not have caffeine in them if you need a hot drink in the morning. But there's a great coffee substitute that a patient pointed out to me. It's a tablespoon of coconut oil and a tablespoon of molasses and a quarter teaspoon of powdered ginger in a mug, and then add boiling water and stir it. Now, I've never tried it, but I had this one patient telling me that that actually is rather tasty and certainly nothing addictive to it at all because they feel like they want a hot drink along with their eggs and bacon or their eggs and sausage or whatever else or some kind of rich animal protein and rich animal fat to get the day started. And why is that important? Because the energy that comes out of an animal-based breakfast is it's just like a calm wave out there in the ocean that you see way out of the distance, and you see that wave just slowly moving towards the shore, and it just stays the same size all the way in until it hits where the wave begins to build up a bit. But it's a smooth, calm wave throughout the body through the rest of the day because your body is getting a continuous supply of energy out of it, as opposed to a very high carbohydrate breakfast, you know, a breakfast cereal and sugar and something else that an hour or two later, you've got the munchies for something else and you find yourself eating candy or soft drinks before lunch starts. So those are the kinds of things that calm down the adrenal response in the body that's triggered by too much coffee. Now, what's too much coffee? That's different from one person to the next, but I would consider anything more than 2 cups a day would be too much because of its effect on your adrenal glands. And I've had some patients who've suffered from severe adrenal burnout. Holy smoke, what a mess. They can recover from it. They can get back on their feet and everything can calm down and they can get their life back. And I have protocols for that. But it's a difficult thing to do if you can't lose your adrenal glands any more than you can lose any other gland. Well, coming up here before too long, after the next break, I'll be joining Doug and we'll chat back and forth as we do. You can get an awful lot of the Good Day Health Show's podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcast. Hundreds of them there between me and Dr. Ken. And also my own podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast. And there's a podcast list there of a couple of hundred podcasts that are available to listen to help increase your understanding of your own body's functions. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'll be right back with Doug in just a moment.
Stefan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stefan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
After the hour, time for Good Day Health, continuing with our focus on Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two very formidable websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, he is the Forbidden Doctor. And then there's JackStockwell.com. He's a NUCCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So the NUCCA stuff, you can proceed to figure that out at JackStockwell.com. And then the GAPS stuff is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get the Lee enzymes and that sort of thing. So every week we get together as part of his hour-long Good Day Health show, and he's brought to us by the secret to success in weight loss, Calitrin, which we'll talk about a little bit as we go through this portion of the program. There's a question that came from a listener that I thought I would ask you before we go into walking and stuff. The temperature of an air conditioner. What's the ideal room temperature? I suppose we could say this. I was in a hotel on Saturday night, and I always fiddle and fuss with the air conditioning because it never really works right. I always feel it's either too cold or too hot. But I guess I thought I would ask you, expert on all things regarding health, what's the right temperature to stay cool and be healthy? You got a thought on that?
What I like personally is the temperature that a light cover over me when I'm sleeping, like a sheet. Yeah. If I need more than a sheet, it's too cold. And if a sheet is too warm, then it's too warm. But when you go to hotels and places like this, all too often the thermostat is too near the air exhaust.
Yeah.
So one little corner is going to be cold and the rest of it is going to be too warm.
Yeah.
So that one thing to watch out for. But again, it's whatever's comfortable. For me personally, I just like a light sheet over me when I sleep. That's the perfect temperature for me. A blanket is too, it's just too cold.
I have a sheet and this little flannel sheet that I put on top of it. That is what I consider to be the comfort zone.
Perfect.
Every time you go to a hotel, or a lot of people are doing it at home, they have these duvets, these heavy, heavy things. They're not good for you. They cause sweat, and in the sweat are germs and mites and molds and whatever else crawling around in your nose and your ears and your mouth while you're asleep. How's that for a picture?
Parking lot and sleep in your car.
Right. All right. There's a new study that suggests that walking, this is can help your heart. But, as always with Jack, there's always a but. So what's the but?
Well, it's in the journal Circulation. It's probably the most popular peer-reviewed peer-reviewed cardiac magazine from the American Heart Association is suggesting that just a simple daily 20-minute walk will take the place of vigorous physical activity. I mean, there's things out there that say you need 150 to 300 minutes. I mean, 300 minutes is 5 hours of moderate intensive physical activity. Well, this study that was just recently published said, no. And I don't mean just a tiny little stroll. I mean a walk that you don't lose your breath. If you lose your breath when you're walking, you're walking too fast.
Really?
But you want to walk fast enough that you can that you're going to get some exercise. But
I thought that was called conditioning. So I thought that was conditioning. That was called when you push yourself, whether it's in the gym or whether you're walking, whatever it is.
What
no pain, no gain?
That's not true. That's an absolute false thing. And what this study is showing in the people that they studied, especially, it came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. And what they found is that just a 20-minute walk to the daily routine was just as effective for working with body weight, for blood pressure, for blood sugar levels, as very heavy, vigorous workout. And a lot of people simply won't do it because they don't want the heavy, vigorous workout. So what I do is my office is on the sixth floor of the office building where my clinic is. I walk up five flights from the first floor up to the sixth floor. When I get up there, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath, but I get my breath back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And my brain is energized, my muscles are energized.
Conditioning.
And I shoot through the morning. Yes.
Conditioning. Yeah. Yep. Also, a good way to you're going to finish the sentence.
Well, we just want to improve the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The three major ones, body weight, blood pressure, blood sugar, and just 20-minute walk a day, not a stroll, a good, crisp walk. Is just as effective as very heavy, vigorous workout.
Auntie Ken. All right, so a good way to lose weight, too. Collagen, protein, the enzymes, the digestive enzymes, very similar to Lee enzymes and aloe vera. Main ingredients of Calitrin, so it helps you lose the weight. Check it all out at toploss.com, if you please. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program with his words of wisdom. And they are words of wisdom. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.